Welcome to the Socialist Podcast, the Brooklyn Socialist Podcast.
We're
three cool guys who have definitely always read Karl Marx.
Did not
get into it because of another podcast that made a lot of money, and then we saw that.
And we were like, yep.
Definitely not a couple of guys that panicked because they were 32 and you couldn't get by on liking Breaking Bad as a cultural signifier. You needed something more. You realized you were just as bad as the epic bacon faggots you were marginally distant from 10 years ago.
What do you got on your rice?
Little Cholula green.
Oh, I thought it was some kind of Asian
thing. I thought it was furikake.
No, we don't keep
furikake.
We don't keep Asian shit in this household.
What do you mean? You're eating out of, we're using chopsticks.
Come on, bro.
Stopping Asian hate, I'm no longer
eating their food.
Yeah, these are cracker sticks.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, those are white chopsticks.
They're devil sticks from Burning Man.
Oh, sick, dude.
I spin these and shit. And
yeah, that's awesome.
Chopsticks.
And you get pussy from a bitch wearing a top hat?
Yes. Yeah, I have sex with a woman that looks like a magician.
She's dressed like Mystery.
Dude, yeah, it would be awesome to eat a woman on stilts and you eat her pussy standing up.
One big magnifying monocle so she can see my dick.
What are you fucking with, dude?
I'm turning my headphones down a little
bit. Ever touch.
Don't touch the board. You're going to fuck everything
the
up.
The systems.
Guys, if there's a technical difficulty, it's because Adam fucked
up. I just lowered my headphones. That's it. I feel like I'm too low.
Don't ever touch the controls.
I didn't mess with your volume at all.
You did have to be turned down because you were clipping.
Fuck you, dude. Don't fucking silence me.
You don't understand. It gets boosted on the rear end. Otherwise, when you laugh...
I'm about to boost up your rear end.
It sounds...
with this fucking little prick.
I would love that, dude. I would look like a funny car. Getting fucked in my ass. At the drag. The drag strip.
It'd be awesome if your dick made that sound every time you pumped.
It's weird they call it a drag strip. It makes you think about a bunch of guys in dresses showing off their cocks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they tuck their cocks. Pretty hot to me.
You get it, folks?
The thing is, though, they tuck their cocks.
How about
they don't
that
show
one?
Them off.
How about that? Is that the classic wordplay?
Yeah, that's my problem with drag queens. Is
you don't see enough cock.
I need more cock.
I need to see more cock.
I
want to
see a
lady.
I
want to
see
for?
A gal dressed like Jackie Kennedy with her cock with out.
I want to see a cock print in that beautiful silk slip that you're
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Otherwise, I'm just going to look at a regular old lady.
I might as well look at a woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
I got a woman you can look at right here, pal.
What is your penis?
Your penis?
Yeah. It's actually
I'm gonna get like a 1940s kind of bitch you paint on the side of a plane.
Oh, hell, like a Sailor Jerry's type.
Yeah,
bitch.
Have my whole dick tattooed that way.
That's awesome. Yeah, because then a man could suck your dick and still maintain that he's straight.
Yeah.
Because he's going down on your tattoo.
And
lady.
Also, you can get mad at people for misgendering your penis. Mm-hmm.
Railer Jerry's.
Railer Jerry's.
He loves trains. He's a fucking retard. I love tattoos and trains. I love the rails.
Do you guys ever have a Sailor Jerry's phase where you're like, yeah, I'm into actually good booze now?
Never.
Is Sailor Jerry's good?
No, but
alcohol?
When you're like 17, you're like...
I did that with Stella Artois. Stella. I thought that was fancy.
I can't wait to drink it.
I thought that this is what European
My
Earls
head,
must
I love
be drinking.
Stella and I love Heineken.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's me, Black Michael Douglas.
Oh, shit. Black Michael Douglas.
Black Michael Douglas.
So you're straight?
Yeah, I'm gay. I'm gay. I'm gay Michael Douglas, but I'm also black.
Nice.
I'm black ass. I'm gay ass Michael Douglas.
Oh, hell yeah. What have you been up to, Black Michael Douglas?
Sucking dick.
That's awesome.
And throwing bones.
Throwing bones?
Playing dominoes and sucking cock.
So you're kind of like a...
Making love.
Like a 70-year-old gay black Michael... I guess you're Michael Douglas' age.
Making love to a man's penis.
Yeah, hell
with
yeah.
my big-ass lips.
Okay.
<It's pretty> well,
right?
Gay-ass Michael Douglas.
You do have a beautiful, voluptuous pair.
Mm-hmm.
To go back real quick, because I thought you were cutting out, but it turns out it was my headphones. Stella Artois, I'm good. I think just when you...
Yeah, like 19...
How about Stella R. Word?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yep. I like a beer, please. I like a fifth of beer. Stay retarded, my friends.
Hold on. That beer, is called Trey Seggies.
Trey Seggies, yes.
Oh gosh. Bravo. Maestro.
Oh man. Goddamn.
Damn, Nick.
I would love those commercials.
Yeah. The most retarded man in the world.
Just struggling with Legos. Just at a 7-Eleven, sitting down Indian style in front of the candy bars, eating them all without anyone seeing him.
Every Happy Meal toy in the current lineup. He's gone through all of them. Stay retarded, my friends.
Fuck.
When I lived in Austin, the beer store next to our apartment complex, they had like a Coca-Cola ad.
Mm.
And it said in English, more for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's Texas, so half the people.
Spanish,
half the people are like half Spanish, like Mexican.
Right.
Only like 5% of the people in Texas are actually Mexican.
I don't know.
The rest of them are just like half Mexican.
That's not doesn't count as Mexican?
Well, they don't speak Spanish.
I see.
They're fucking rednecks, basically.
Right.
Yeah. The same thing.
Right.
It's just like a marginally, have a slightly pointier hat.
Yeah.
And then it's all just the same Texas.
Are they
bullshit.
Bumping ranchero?
They like that. Like all that fucking like Tejano music is all like German inspired. That's
right.
Like,
yeah.
Like waltz kind of shit. But anyways.
They must fuck with Selena, though.
It said more for your buck in English, and then in Spanish it said más for your buck. They just gave up after, but like doesn't translate.
Yeah, so, we'll so the rest of the sentence, which definitely does.
Yeah,
we're not going to.
Yeah,
damn. Now I'm thinking about Selena.
Yeah,
it's fucked up that that lady got her like that.
Selena. Yeah, Gomez. Adam, you want some rice?
No, I'm good, dude. I had a breakfast taco before.
Would
I
you have?
You're recklessly eyeballing my rice.
I wasn't.
You've been looking at it for the whole time.
In the way.
What do you mean?
The way Alan Michael Thomas or whatever that shooter's name was.
Who?
Reckless.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas, the guy that shot up all the massage parlors.
Yeah.
Which I guess I didn't even know this, but did you know Shane Gillis planned that shooting?
He did. He was on 8chan.
I saw that on Twitter, and it was, I mean, it's just groundbreaking journalism to figure out that years
to
ago.
To link a
Shane
someone.
Was like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a racist bit, and I'm going to get fired from SNL. On purpose.
Yeah.
Publicly
so years later,
so that we could kill. Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas will kill.
Eight Chinese lady in Atlanta.
Seven Chinese and one who gives a shit, I think was the final count. I don't know. Some guy that was there.
Damn.
Guy getting jacked?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Funny, I did see like right wing accounts or whatever being like
they were all sad for that guy.
Well, no, they're like well, you know, not even right wing accounts.
You should be able to get jacked off by a Chinese
people
lady.
People just being like, why the fuck? Because they'd be like, we're like mourning these victims and leaving out the name of the one person that wasn't Asian.
Right,
that's right.
Which they did do with the Elliot Rodger thing, because it was like there was like guys. I think it was mostly guys that Elliot Rodger killed, but they'd be like, these are the women that you know. Or whatever. But doing it with this one, it's like this guy was getting jacked off. Like, to leave his name off.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing
for him.
For
him. You're doing
it's
him
an embarrassing
him.
Way to die.
It goes both ways. Yes. Both channels of this are happy
no,
to
it's
not
true.
Name this guy.
Those ladies, as far as anyone who deserves to die, they deserve to die probably the least.
The ones jacking people off?
The ladies who jack
100%.
People off. Yeah.
They're doing a vital service.
Yeah.
But the guy's getting jacked
that
off.
That shit is
the
wild.
The guy's getting jacked off.
It's weird. There's like other shit. Like, I'm aware of anti-black race. I mean, everyone is. You have to be like fucking, like living under a rock. I mean, like, I don't, like, you're aware of it. But with the stop Asian hate thing, it's like, I don't know anyone that's actually ever really hated Asian people. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm saying to me personally, this is like the first time where it's like, what the fuck are you like? I'm like,
right. I bet if you were, I mean, I think you've probably lived in places where it's mostly like black
like
people
in a Chinese person's house.
Oh.
With a Chinese family.
I dated a girl. So it's like
I mean, well, I guess it's like not like the neighbors would be coming over and be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, China. That'd be cool, though, if Clint Eastwood would come over.
Yeah, yeah.
Once a day and give them the speech. But, yeah, no, I mean, I guess I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, yeah, it is out there. What the fuck? I wouldn't say, like, to have some fucking guy just wedded up a whole bunch of Asian ladies that were.
Damn, he really fucked it up for us.
For what?
For who?
Because you could make, prior to that happening,
you could make the argument that it wasn't real.
Yeah, I guess to some extent.
I'm just going to defer to the Chinese.
This fucking guy ruined
and
the party.
Asians.
Yeah, now we
by
can't
proving
do the
it's
voice
real with
anymore.
Murder.
I mean, what would? Because let me ask you this: what would it take? How many fucking Italians would you have to gun down before?
I don't think. 1 million. You would have to kill most of Italy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me to give a fuck about anti. That is not even close to the same thing. No one actually. Like, the whole part of it.
Well, I'm asking. That's what I mean. It's like, how many do you think it would take? Like, if there was a guy that went around to every, wherever they congregate now, it used to be. They used to have their own barber shops and then.
Right.
Now that got taken away.
They got reverse gentrified, is what you're saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah. If somebody was just going into like pizza restaurants, mm-hmm, and fucking just wasting.
Just Italians. Italian. Here's what it would take. They would have to specifically make sure everyone dead was Italian.
Yeah.
That would need to, they would need to, like, the way you can only be made, mm-hmm, if you're Italian, like, yeah, both your family goes back to the old country.
They would
have to kill people only available to be made. And it would take, I don't know, 100,000.
You know, there would have to be a guy that somehow managed to kill 100,000 Italian Americans.
For me to be like, okay, maybe there's anti-Italian discrimination.
All right.
And but I, like I said, both, no Henry Hills, no Racines. You got to be ready to go to the, you got to pass the full.
Oh, yeah,
blooded
Racine's
Italian.
Not full WAP.
No.
Let's talk on that.
I don't think that's any of your business to air publicly, man.
What do you mean?
That seems rude of you to do to our friend Mike Racine.
He's still my friend.
You're fucking with his livelihood.
He's half.
Dude, if the Italians find out, Adam.
Listen, he's half.
What a rat thing to do.
He's half Jewish. And we have to speak on it.
That would be awesome. That is an
awful thing to say.
Come on, Adam. Some things are out of line.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything.
Don't accuse him of that.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry for talking about how you're half Jewish on the show.
I think it's, you know.
I can't even. It's
don't worry, guys. He's half German.
I'm half joking. I dated a girl who was salutatorian of her high school, and she hated.
You're kind of.
She hated Chinese people.
He's kind of always half that. Joke, you know, he does the setups.
What do you mean? What?
There's no punchline.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, that's clever. No, she hated Chinese people because the number one girl, the valedictorian, was Chinese.
That's
girl.
Fucked up.
So that was my first brush with Asian hate.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely. I will say this: people will. The way we just fuck with Italians because there's no consequences and they can suck our dicks.
Yeah.
Plenty of people do that with Asian people.
I mean, I've done that my entire life.
Yeah.
It's because it's like Asians are always a lateral move.
Yeah, but I guess when old people are getting fucked up.
The eye thing isn't enough for me to be like, these are different people. You know what I mean?
That's a funny thing you should mention that because... I feel like every
there's
couple
Irish
years,
people. There's Irish people with like fucking with epicamp, whatever they're called.
Nah, not.
Yeah, there are.
Nah.
Yes.
You're trying to say that you're Asian?
No,
Nick's
I'm not.
Saying he's Mongolian.
He's a
Mongol. Nick is saying that he's descended from Genghis Khan.
I've got flappy, disgusting.
That's true. What this really comes down to is Nick has his whole life wished he was a Chinese. Yeah.
Kind of in the way that I've always wished I was black.
Now, Koreans are the top.
You would say so?
Yeah.
Over Japanese and Chinese?
Yeah. I was talking to
Korean. I mean,
I was talking
I
to a Chinese
people.
Person that was like, "I wish I was Korean."
Wow.
And it's like she was like, "Yeah, I just tell people I'm Korean." And it's like that is such a sick
smart move.
Imagine if you could just like, if you could be a black passing white.
Yep.
You just be like, yeah, I'm black. And people are like, I guess.
That must happen.
Yeah, yeah. Sean King, I guess.
Michael
Sean
McDonald.
Yeah. Michael McDonald.
His voice.
He goes into blind black schools and says that he's black.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Bubba Sparks?
Yeah. Bubba Sparks definitely passes.
He's passing. Well, Michael McDonald doesn't have a black speaking voice. Only singing.
His singing voice is as black as they come.
Damn, dude. I want some KBBQ.
You know what? I feel like Steve Winwood has more of a black singing voice than Michael McDonald.
Oh, that's a hot take.
Michael McDonald just kind of got like a unique...
Maybe we could do a side-by-side comparison on the show.
Who's Steve Winwood? What's his song?
We'll just play it for you. We'll
do a there side-by-side. We go. Maybe we could eat a good 5 to 8 minute chunk.
I don't need analysis. I'm feeling hot today.
I'm feeling good too.
I'm like so tooled up on this shooting, and I got such hot takes. Like what's the guy's name? Man, how many were Chinese?
Suck my dick.
Yeah, no, it's nice out. It's gonna be the summer of zero news for me.
Awesome. That's the life I've been living, honestly.
Yeah, that's great.
Feels awesome. In April, I'm even going even harder with not knowing anything that's going on.
Yeah.
April's my last month in the dojo before stand-up starts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving these vibes.
Dude, this song is amazing. I masturbate to this.
No, Michael has a blacker voice.
Shut up.
This song is amazing.
Can you shut up and let me listen to the song?
You've heard the song.
No, I haven't. See, I don't know what the guy looks like.
Play the hook. Stop knows the song.
Hell yeah. Wait, is this Higher Love?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up and let me enjoy the song.
Sorry.
This is a fucking banger, dude.
It's such a good song. All right.
I thought this was George What's His Face.
And we'll get a little Michael McDonald.
I love it.
And we're doing it.
Honestly, I thought the last song was Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot, that's common.
We'll have to mute Adam so he doesn't.
Banger too. Her life, she musters a smile for his nostalgic tale. Never coming near what he wanted to say, only to realize. There's one other guy who actually is white but has a much blacker voice than both of these guys.
Yeah, who?
I don't know.
Michael's voice is blacker.
It is.
I mean,
it's Rick Astley.
No.
He's got
Bobby something.
He's got a little bit.
Is there
of seasoning.
A Bobby?
Bobby Shmurda.
No, he is black. Free. Thank you. And he's home, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad they freed him.
I am too. Don't say that with irony in your voice.
No, I think it's cool.
He should have been free this whole time.
He got fucked over.
We should do a controversy so that a bunch of people like. Accuse this of being a fascist show again, and then just do nothing but episodes where we listen to Peebo Bryson. I'm like, this is a good song. just DSA retards listening to this, being say something racist so I can get mad on Twitter.
Nick and I were listening to Toni Braxton the other day.
Dude, the fucking Toni Braxton had an album that came out 2 years ago.
She had a 2018 album that has one song that's incredible.
Absolutely.
Really? Yeah, that we discovered.
Dude, I used to want to fuck Toni Braxton so bad.
She sings a lot like Michael Jackson.
Well, she had that dick sucking haircut before anybody else did.
She did. She absolutely did.
Leather ball cap and the fucking Caesar cut, like the kind of shaggy Caesar cut.
I don't remember that.
The 90s businesswoman.
I jacked off
haircut.
To long hair Toni Braxton.
Yeah. She was recently engaged to Baby, the CEO of Cash Money Records.
That's right.
This song is incredible.
That's fucked up. The beat.
We listen to this in the car. I listen to this song literally 7 times in a row while driving around.
Okay. These are good vibes. Okay.
Everybody's talking about you and her together. So fire.
This is a good one. And everybody's talking about all the wonderful things you do with her. Is she still with baby?
I think they called off the engagement.
Thank God. This is a really good one. I can hardly remember why we ever lost ties, but I can tell that I love you, and I still love you, as long as I live. Yeah, dude. I'll never get over you. Oh, shit. Damn, that's really good stuff.
Yeah.
So good.
So you guys should check out that song.
Check out the
lyrics. Tell him Come Town sent
you. Tell Tony that,
tell Tony Braxton that Come Town. Get her hair cut back. Get that old classic number, dick-sucking haircut. She wants to have a conversation about Asian hate. The number is 5163. They're just doxing.
Just give some guy, some random guy's number.
Yeah. I'll tell you the last time, just some Long Island guy. This isn't Tony Braxton's house. You can't suck a dick. And I don't have any fucking leather baseball caps. No, I don't know who the fuck. I don't know Tony Cumtown. I don't know Tony Cum. Just dial any Long Island number and demand to suck Tony Braxton.
Just suck Tony Braxton.
And tell him to come on the show.
Tell him Cumtown sent you.
And tell him Cumtown sent
you. Yeah. Damn.
It's a really good song.
It is, man. The hook is fucking nice stuff. Ooh. Oh, shit, dude. Mm-hmm. Come on. Now you want to talk about absolute bangers.
Yeah.
Absolute top flight bangers.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I want to fucking be wearing a silk shirt.
Yeah.
On a balcony.
My heart
broken. It's raining. I'm screaming this. I'm screaming the hook to this.
He's on a balcony in a silk shirt, and we pan back, and the hair's blowing. There's a hurricane. And he's just violently shitting himself.
No, I'm not shitting.
His pants
are so sad about
blown
a girl.
Off by diarrhea.
I'm not
and he turns
shitting.
To the camera, and he's got chocolate all over his mouth.
You do be doing that stuff. Yeah.
I don't shit myself in the breeze.
Chocolate all over his face.
I do not shit myself
you
in
really
a hurricane.
You do be doing that.
With chocolate all over my face.
You do.
God damn, this is such a good fucking song.
It's great, dude. Tony rules. Maryland bitch, too.
Nah.
Yep.
Wow.
You forget that everyone was from Maryland back in the day.
That's true.
It's true. Maryland Monroe.
That's right. Norma Jean.
That's why she named herself
Maryland. She changed
Maryland.
Her name to Maryland because she's from there.
Uh-huh.
God damn, dude. This shit is so fucking sensual and sad.
That song is so good, dude.
Yeah. I never quite... That wasn't one of those when I was in like middle school and I was like, damn, I can't get pussy. Mm-hmm. I'm singing like a sad... I'm going to listen to a sad song.
Listen to Tony Braxton. Remember
listen to Tony Braxton.
What was that song about your girl getting cut? The getting cucked song.
The bad boy song.
What was it?
Oh, fuck. That was such a good one.
Oh, shit.
God damn. That was the best one, though, for me was Cry Me a River.
If you're telling me, keep it on
the
low.
Yeah, the cuck anthem.
My heart can't take it anymore.
I don't want to know if my dick is small. You don't have to say it's big. Let's just move on.
Don't just tell me.
Small.
Just Tim's in the bathtub crying.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to. Tim's in the bathtub. Let's go ahead and edit that out, Adam.
No,
you're not getting one in.
I apologize.
You're not getting one in.
I apologize for getting one in. I apologize for getting one in.
No, none of them will be in for you.
I want it. Just let me get one in.
Mon frère.
Tim's in the bathtub.
Just editing it. How funny would it be if I just like would constantly
like
I
was, Adam's it, been crushing this whole
this
time.
Whole time
for
I've
years
been,
he's
I've
the funniest just, guy on the podcast.
I've been
yeah,
that's editing
what's
been out all of every funny thing he said.
We actually record for 3 hours for every episode. Yeah. We have to shut down.
I can't
all
wait
of
for
Adam
someone
awesome
to Google
riffs.
Tim's in the bathtub and be like, actually, that was a hurricane.
Oh, you mean you realize you stole the joke?
No,
and
I
saying,
I
oh,
did
can't
not.
Wait until somebody
yeah, yeah.
No, points
no, no.
out.
Go ahead. Go ahead to right. the fucking, to the,
it
go
was,
ahead
it,
and Google
it,
that.
It was like a McDonald's commercial 3 months ago.
Tim's in the bathtub. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that one was a fucking great one. But yeah, Cry Me a River, I remember one time when I, like, not even, I didn't even try and, like, get this girl, like, I was just like a coward that wouldn't, like make a move in like ninth grade.
Yeah.
And then she just like got a boyfriend and I would just listen to Cry Me a River and be like, huh, when at, I get revenge.
For the fans at home, stops describing the green M&M.
I'm not describing the green M&M, although damn, that is my fucking dream girl, honestly. I would love to fuck a girl.
In ninth grade, I just couldn't make a move. Yeah. This girl, I thought we really hit it off, but I just could never approach her.
I would just have a
partially because she was a fictional.
She was in the TV and on print ads solely, but. She was,
yeah. I got arrested for having sex with a bus stop ad. I'm a green M&M. And that was kind of, that's where that
I smeared Nutella on the bus ad's pussy and slicked it off. I got arrested for that.
It was just
some fat guy.
They're hazelnuts.
Some fat guy's licking fucking Nutella off of green M&M's pussy.
The pussy.
Of the general area of where the green M&M's pussy would be.
Yeah. Mommy, what's wrong with that man? You leave him be. He's in love. You don't understand none of that. He's in love. You got to wait till you older.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I wish.
I wish. That sounds awesome. It would be awesome to fuck the green Adam because she's hot and then.
She's hot.
Well, long as I live, please.
How I wonder if she'd be walking around all naked like that.
Here's my question. Do you think if she had, what would be awesome is if the green M&M had magical powers to turn her pussy from flesh to chocolate so that when you feel like fucking, you could fuck a flesh pussy. But when you feel like eating it, it's chocolate.
Classic, classic.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Classic moral quandary.
There's no quandary. I said, wouldn't it be awesome?
It would be awesome, yeah.
I'm not asking. There's no hypothetical. Don't try and put this in the fucking lump this in with, yeah, oh, stop's awesome hypotheticals.
Put it on the list.
It's not on the list. It's not a hypothetical. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be awesome?
Yeah.
And it would be. To eat a chocolate pussy?
I think it would be cool.
And somebody is getting, and she's busting off of that?
For Easter, dude, a chocolate
that
pussy.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it'd be nice to eat chocolate and also make a woman come at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be cool if a porn star made a mold of her pussy and chocolate. Yeah.
See,
you know what would be cool is a reverse from the Matrix
the
2 situation where there's a bitch and she masturbates and when she does, I taste cake.
That'd be awesome. You know that would be really cool.
She's masturbating on one side of a restaurant and nutting, or she's coming.
Did that happen in The Matrix?
No, there's a woman that eats cake and then she nuts.
Yeah, the Merovingian's
the Merovingian,
wife.
The Adam character.
Yeah,
I've never
me.
Seen The
I
Matrix
I am kind
too.
Of more of a French
French
style.
Fag.
Yeah,
French style guy. Computer program guy. Yeah.
No, you don't understand computers.
I have a French
And by the way, your stuff. Shirt is very offensive.
Oh, yeah.
You have John Lennon in the crosshairs. He was killed.
Dude, where'd you get that? T-shirt hell?
Someone sent it to me.
That's so cool.
T-shirt hell. Damn, remember T-shirt hell?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Unlike my cool badass. T-shirts. Making fun of Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I used to want... So I had a. I think I mentioned this already.
I gotta get some new shirts going. I want to do a Make America Great Again shirt now that Trump's gone.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, I had a couple of ideas. Well, now you can.
I think you could probably give it a little longer.
One of my least favorite things about the Trump era.
You have a t-shirt. You know the t-shirt game. You know? Yeah. You got your finger on the pulse.
You have to be... I have to elevate. So any shirts I do now, they have to be... Like, the art has to be good to me. It can't just be...
I feel you. It's not... You're not out there for the book.
Yes.
Give them...
Damn, I'm trying to fucking just smoke.
So she
on the smoke cigs on the fucking Bell Parkway and cruise to that.
So she knows a lot about getting your heart broken, it seems like. This is kind of a similar
scene. That's her. That's she her can't get maybe there's
a, my pussy's trash. My pussy smells bad. Did she know my pussy again?
I it have the truth like on her pussy. Because it tasted bad. Smelled her pussy. She walks across the room in snow pants. And somehow he could smell her con, and it smelled really bad. And now he's throwing up. Her pussy smells so bad, he's throwing up.
God damn.
I keep smelling how bad your pussy smells. I keep
show me a stinky cunt.
A bunch of garbage somebody pissed in. It smells like a compost heap that is filled with shit.
I can rhyme.
She's got a stinky puss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, to get the Steve Winwood.
Adam's dick is small. Bring me a bigger dick. This dick is way too small. I won't suck it. So bring me a bigger dick.
Just a gay king.
Bring me a bigger dick. I won't smoke a small dick. I need a bigger one.
Damn, you know what I just thought of? Do you guys remember that part in... Do you guys remember History of the World? The Mel Brooks movie?
Yeah, of course, of course.
That part where that sexy lady with the big titties is picking out guys with guys' dicks?
Yeah, wasn't it with eunuchs? There was like a eunuch aspect to it or something?
But I think she was picking out guys' cocks to suck. And I remember thinking as a little kid being like, damn, I wish she would pick my dick.
I thought the bit was that he was acting like a eunuch... to hide or something, and then she was doing a sexy dance, and then the one that got a boner was like...
How about guys
I don't remember, but I remember wanting to fuck that lady.
Back in the royal, I did want to fuck that lady.
In the royal court, they had punics. These guys' dicks were so puny, they weren't allowed to fuck.
It was almost as if they didn't have one. Yeah. That's good.
And it would make you feel good about your dick size compared to them.
Well, back in the day, I always wanted to move to Thailand and start a restaurant called Ricky's Tiny Chinese Penis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a curry restaurant. And the waiters, they wear like white tuxedos from the top up, but you only hire guys with really small dicks.
I love that.
And it's like an outdoor tiki vibe. And they come up to the table and they bring you rice and you just laugh at how small their dicks are.
Like a reverse Hooters.
Yeah, kind of a reverse Hooters.
A bottomless.
I sort of
they're both for men.
Continuing on the same train as Hooters.
Yeah, it is.
Which is the delusional middle-aged guy.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Instead of... So... A lot of people go to Hooters thinking, well, I could fuck these girls if I want to.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys are like, well, my dick isn't worse than this.
Yeah, that was my dream to be a Thailand expat with owner of Ricky's Tiny Chinese.
Ricky's. So and now is Ricky your stage name or your, I guess, restaurateur?
No,
name?
And in fact, the waiters wouldn't even have to be Chinese. I just love the way that flows.
Ricky's Tiny Chinese Penis.
Yeah.
It does
it sounds, it's such a good
There
name.
Is a poetry to it.
Yeah. Yes.
That's mm-hmm. I'm a very poetic guy.
Yeah.
That everything really... always has respect for cadence
mm-hmm.
and stanza.
Oh, yeah.
And
a lot of stanza stuff.
And mezzo forte.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mezzo foreskin.
Retardando.
Retardanzo.
Yeah.
Ernesto Retardanzo. Oh, fuck. That's a fucking... Yeah, man.
being an expat though, always every expat I've ever met has something fucked up about them.
Oh yeah. They're all psychos.
It's weird.
We're pedophiles.
Well, that's funny. We were in Japan and we met all those expats.
That was strange stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like POWs, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It felt like they were surviving.
Well, Japan doesn't want them there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're maybe too autistic to realize that.
No, they know. They know. But Japan is cool, dude. I'm on my Japanese shit. I've been listening to Japanese jazz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You should get into J-pop, too.
Nah.
All right.
I don't want to.
What's Japanese jazz?
I don't know. I just randomly came up on my fucking Spotify.
Oh, Whiplash.
And I can't read any of the fucking... like in Spotify, it's in Japanese, so I can't read shit.
Oh, okay.
But I just like keep clicking shit, and it's... because I always need to be listening to something, but if it's a podcast, then you're... I don't know, man. I'm trying to get off my phone again. I was doing really well, and then I fucking relapsed on jacking off. And so I like to have instrumental shit on in the background so that it's like half takes your attention, but you can still think.
Yeah, well, that's what classical music's for.
Well, I don't know. It's too fucking stuffy for me. I need that Japanese jazz.
You should get into, it's called city pop.
No.
It was like when Japanese people got into R&B.
Yeah, whatever that suggestion is. I heard it, and I heard the way he was saying it, and I didn't.
Who told you about that, Adam?
One of the coolest guys I know, in fact.
Who?
I don't know. I have no idea. But
where'd you find out about it?
It's when they like got into black music in the 70s.
How did you
80s.
Find out about it?
He's embarrassed to say.
I don't know. Probably
he's at the joke stealing
Vice.com. Vice.com. Pitchfork.com.
Yeah. I miss Vice, dude. I was saying the other day, Vice was we made a mistake. We didn't know what we had here in Brooklyn until we lost it. But I just want to go back to the world where like the worst thing you could be was a hipster.
That's true.
This neighborhood all used to be just hipster guys that were like fucking dorks, basically.
Yeah.
And now all those guys think they're Karl Marx.
Yeah.
And whatever this is way worse. Because now you force them to justify their existence with books from 200 years
ago. Right, right, right. What's up with
that? You're right about that, honestly.
It's time for the No Reading Gang to rise up.
Yeah.
And I'm the fucking chief of it. No reading. I watched the first part of Rambo 2 last night, but I got sleepy. I'm going to watch part 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to watch a bunch of 80s action movies.
I watched Titanic yesterday.
Commando is an absolute fucking classic. So good.
You should watch Stone Cold.
What's that? Who's in that?
Brian Bosworth.
Oh, fuck
yeah, it's a
dude.
Classic.
Yeah. The Boz.
Brian Boz and fucking Lance Henriksen.
Oh, nice.
And Lance Henriksen is like, I think it's a motorcycle gang. But he's like the gang leader that like develops like a homo relationship. Like a homo romantic relationship with Bosworth.
That rules.
Yeah, I think he makes him fuck his wife at one point.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. William Forsythe's in it.
That's rock. Well, that happens in fucking... there's something like that going on in Keanu Reeves' surfing movie, Point Break, where he fucks Swayze's bitch.
Yeah.
That's a fuck.
It was his former bitch.
Well, you know, there's just some...
But they were in love
with
each other.
The vibes are... Yeah, there's a sexual...
Yeah, they were definitely in love with each other.
And
Ivoiro. Yeah, for sure. There's a sexual Ivoiro.
Yeah.
You guys just don't understand. As men not of the board, you don't understand.
The board?
Yeah, yeah.
It means it's surfing.
Yeah, you don't understand the relationship.
Shut up, dude. I'm better at surfing than you, and I've never surfed.
We're both better at surfing than you. Say nothing if you agree. He agrees.
Okay, he agrees.
All right, thanks for turning me back on.
What do you mean turning you back on?
You were not.
You willingly were silent.
You were silent.
Stay silent if you agree. Well, I guess he agrees with that.
Yeah, stay silent for 3 seconds. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. Well, that does it.
And that stay silent for an additional 3 seconds if you contractually agree to agree with everything that we say in perpetuity. And he agrees.
And he agrees.
And that counts. And that's basically a signature, by the way, before I turn your mic back on.
Fuck. I'm trying to get into boogie boarding.
Say nothing for 3 seconds if you give me power of attorney over you and your estate.
The Friedland estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you bequeath? What do you have in your estate?
Power of attorney.
Dude, I have no assets.
You know what I would love to have is black power of attorney.
You have no ass cheeks either.
Yeah, that's true.
See a little flat shovel
ass.
That's
true, dude.
I have no assets.
You call him Hank Hill, but Hank Hill at least has the rest of the body also.
That's true.
His whole body is Hank Hill ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dick is Hank Hill ass.
You have Hank Hill dick too. A narrow urethra, bitch.
Yeah. My dick is small also.
Hank's dick price.
I have a small dick.
I have a small
dick accessories.
You know Peggy has a huge pussy too.
Yeah.
Humongous.
She's got some big ass knockers.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Yeah.
Peggy is stacked.
But I'm telling you, Hank could probably fuck her pussy sideways and it would feel the same.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I'm not.
What do you mean, fuck her pussy sideways?
Because it's so big.
But I don't know what you mean by.
But sideways. Yeah, isn't one part of your penis connected to you?
But it's like such a big circle. You could just kind of fuck it sideways.
Oh, like go into the side.
You could go in with different angles. Like it's not fully sideways, but yeah, you couldn't fuck different angles of the
detach
pussy.
Detach your penis and then put it in. Mm.
Yeah,
like, this is a Toni Braxton song about that. I think
it's not. I'm not talking X Y axis completely.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm sure you fucked girls with huge pussies where.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. You've never fucked a girl with a bigger pussy than a different girl that you mm-hmm. fucked.
Mm-mm. No.
Nope.
Every pussy's been the same size in your estimation.
100%. Yeah.
You're both fucking. You're not in tune with the female body like me, is what's going on.
No,
here.
That's true.
Because I've noticed different sizes of pussies for sure.
Yeah.
Nope. Every pussy I've seen has been...
I also have a fucked up foreskin, so a very tight pussy will pull it back too much and it mm-hmm. will hurt.
I know.
So I'm a little more in tune for that reason as well.
Yeah,
but I got to say...
In Looney Tunes.
The only thing I'm in tune with is...
take it back.
In Looney Tunes.
Take it the fuck back.
This guy's living over here and fucking...
I am not in Looney Tunes.
Sylvester the Cat World.
No, not when it comes to pussies.
He's over here with fucking Foghorn Leghorn and the Tasmanian Devil.
That's true, dude.
Talking about their girlfriends, the Green M&M.
Yeah, you're...
And girl Sylvester.
The Green M&M would have a little pussy.
Thing too is that people forget about it. Because Pepe Le Pew got canceled. But wasn't he always trying to have sex with Sylvester?
Yeah, he was. He was trying to rape Sylvester.
Yeah.
That would be awesome if he raped Sylvester.
Oh, he was
by
a gay rapist.
They have like completely run out of shit.
I know.
There's just nothing. There's just nothing anymore. They're like, oh, we're getting rid of the fucking 7-Up dot. Because it makes Indian women feel bad. People are like, not the 7-Up dot.
Well, no, he was trying to fuck
that
it.
Was their, I would drink.
No,
me
there
and
was
my,
a girl
my brothers,
star.
We would
a
drink.
Cat.
We got back from the Gulf War. We'd drink 7-Up and we'd talk about the dot with the sunglasses. And now that's gone.
No, that's gone.
They're getting rid of the Noid.
Oh, the Noid.
Yeah, remember the Noid?
Salute to the Noid.
Yeah.
That was a good guy.
Yeah, a lot of you young fags who listen to the show won't know about the Noid.
Or to avoid him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Adam zoned out, so now he's going
to
bring
No, I was trying to remember who Pepe Le Pew was trying to fuck.
A cat.
It was a cat.
It was a cat.
It was a girl cat.
Yeah, it wasn't Sylvester. But he would probably fuck Sylvester.
He was also a cat.
Yeah,
I bet you Pepe got some gay. Was
Pepe,
into some
Pepe
gay
definitely,
shit.
Definitely did not care about
a hole's a hole.
A hole is a hole.
Eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He probably prefers women, but he probably raped mm-hmm. a couple guys.
He was probably a lot. He was a sex addict.
Pepe
honestly.
Probably was like, "Look, what are they going to say? Mm-hmm. This is France. They're not going to admit to being gay."
It's also it's funny. It's like the problem with Pepe is that he was like a rapist, and not that like. The joke is that French people are rapists that smell bad.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
The premise isn't that rape is good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that is awesome.
That's a funny
it's
joke.
It's stripped from the context, and all you got is that he's a rapist, not the whole
right.
point.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It speaks to, like we said, this is kind of similar to Italian.
Fucking Speedy Gonzalez is too fast.
He's too fast. It's a fucked up thing to tell kids they can be that fast.
Somebody said anti-Semity Sam one time, and I'm so mad that I did not come up
with
that.
That's
really
pretty
good.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Respect to you guys, whoever did that.
Mm-hmm.
And my dick cannot get home.
Yosemite Sam, he doesn't even have a face.
What do you mean?
It's just hair. It's a mustache.
Big ass
eyes
nose.
And a
nose.
Hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Big ass
cartoons
hat.
Are fucking wild, dude.
Cartoons are crazy.
Cartoons are crazy.
Dude, they're fucking, they really are fucked
they're
up.
They're trippy, yeah. Dude. Have you ever gotten faded and tried to watch
No, but I mean, imagine like drawing that in turn. Like you get a job at the cartoon factory. And they're like, draw us a man. And you turn that in. And they're like, close enough.
Close enough.
He's just fucking like, I'll just make the eyebrows. And the
You're front. Right. He doesn't have a face.
He doesn't.
Let me see it.
No.
Well, come on,
we're
man.
Not, don't let Adam see
Why
the
are you
cartoons.
Hiding it from me? Adam's Show not me the cartoons.
You know why you don't get to see it? Because watching Looney Tunes is good, and you laughed at
you
me.
You got me off the box, and now I'm on the ottoman on the other side of the room.
You are on an ottoman.
Now I'm far away from you guys. I just want to look at the cartoons.
Energetically, I like this a lot better.
All right, it's fine.
You're over there in your little corner, in your little box.
I'm sitting on an ottoman now in the corner.
You are far away
instead
from
of
us.
On the box.
A fraudaman.
A fraudaman.
It's true.
Long as I live, I will be racist. fuck. So, Snyder Cut.
Jack off of me. Sorry.
Are we going to talk Snyder Cut, dude?
You want to talk Snyder Cut, man?
I enjoyed watching it, honestly.
It was not good.
It wasn't good, but I enjoyed watching
it. Gal Gadot is so bad at
She's
acting.
She's so bad at acting. It's so
it's
funny.
It's insane. I mean, so is Jason Momoa.
The best part was when the bad guy was like, you are mine. And then she goes, I belong to no one.
To no one. Yeah. And there was like a couple really forced girl boss moments where some little girl's like, can I be like you one day? She's like, you can be anything you want.
Oh, hi, Mark.
And it's like, you literally can't.
You're
a fucking
be anything
superhero.
You want if you're,
you're some fucking mythical bitch from a different fucking planet.
Yeah, you're a god from an yeah. island of women.
Wait, what did you guys watch?
We watched Justice League.
It would be kind of tight to live on the Warrior
oh
Woman
my
Island,
god,
dude. Can you imagine?
I want to be
the only fella.
Yep. I want to be drained. I want them to use my seed. How do they get? How do they make new bitches? Somebody must.
Yeah,
because
they have babies on that island.
It is so funny. Like, women's biggest fear is, I guess, being gang raped by an island of savages is also the inverse of that is, like, heaven.
Yeah.
You could want nothing more.
It sounds so tight.
Yeah.
It does sound pretty awesome.
The battle of the sexes.
And you know what? On that island, we could do some experiments that could prove to you that some pussies are bigger than others.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to do a reality show called Being Raped Island.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where
I don't know about the title. I don't know that it would draw much
right,
of a
hear him out.
Audience. NBC's, but I'll
elevator,
listen.
Elevator pitch. Elevator yeah. pitch. Let's
NBC's
hear
Being Raped Island.
I don't think that's going to fly.
We're 10 contestants, 5 men and 5 women. They go to the island. And each day, one of them is raped. But it's not. It's either a group of guys or a group of girls that does the raping. And it's always whoever loses the games.
Okay.
Is
and who is it? Are you always getting raped by the different sex, or is it? Does it switch up
it
depending on the game?
Switches up depending.
So
on
the men could get gang raped by men too.
There's a
way worse.
There's a Sicilian actor we have that comes out and he's dressed as like a tribal leader.
Okay.
And he lights a like a piece of bamboo stick, and if the smoke is white or black, that determines
if the sex
the
of
race,
the rapist.
The race of the
Oh the race.
Yeah, and then there's also the sex element I forgot about. So then there's dice. This tribal dice. It's a coconut that they bowl.
So how many races could the rapists possibly belong to? As many as exist?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have a wide store of potential rapists.
Yeah,
here.
They have a whole stable of rapists.
And they live
of all creeds.
In caves all over the island.
Interesting.
And it's called Being Raped Island.
Being Raped Island.
And the prize is $10 billion.
The prize is $500.
If you win.
You're raped for
if you win,
6 years, by the way.
If you win, you get $500 billion. And that's nice. What sets the show
And how
apart.
Do you win exactly?
By being the last one voted off.
Oh, okay.
When it gets down to two guys. Or maybe a guy and a girl, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't. You can't prejudge.
But definitely
gender.
Not two girls.
Okay, I guess it could be two girls.
Okay,
they get to the end of the Being Raped Island games, and it's down to who gets the $500 billion. and the host of the show, Ryan Seacrest.
I thought you said it was Sicilian.
No, that's the tribal. That's the actor, yeah, the character actor we get to play the tribal, the wordless tribal leader that comes out.
The noble savage.
Yes,
who's
got a
headdress
on that was put together by hair and makeup like 15 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
Who burns the thing as part of some ancient tribal ritual that was made up by UPN producers.
Yeah. So we're bringing back UPN. This is going to be the flagship of UPN.
Yeah, we're bringing back
UPN. This is Being Raped Island.
Being Raped Island on UPN.
And then that show with the guy from The Cosby Show and Eddie Griffin, where they're mechanics. You remember that show? Malcolm and Eddie.
Dude, I loved that show.
That was a great show. So those are the two. We're going to reboot that, and we're going to have Being Raped Island.
We're going to make TV good again.
That's right. Making TV good again.
Where were we? Oh, two bitches left.
Right.
And how do they decide the winner? Because they can't vote each other off. Oh, well, they have to have sex with each other on camera. And the one that comes first gets the $500 billion.
Oh, nice.
And then the other one, guess what happens to her?
She gets raped.
She's raped.
I don't know about this show, man. I got to be honest. I don't want to stifle you.
Yeah,
creatively.
I think standards and practices might have a few things to say.
All right,
about that.
Okay, here's my other idea. Star Trek, but the captain is a black woman who's a bisexual.
I love it.
I don't know about that.
We call that one a lost leader. That's what we wrote people in with that. They're like, well, I got to watch this. I'm a good person. I got to watch every episode of this to prove that I'm a good person.
Right.
And then, but then they're like, well, what's Being Raped Island? And then they're so wrapped up in the drug, and it becomes what they refer to in the business as a guilty pleasure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Being Raped Island.
Yeah.
And so are we showing the rapes on camera?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean,
it was great in the late 90s where they were really pushing the envelope in terms of what you could get away with.
Yeah,
it'd just be like people outright fucking, and then they just censor like the titties.
Just barely. Yeah,
blurs.
Some of homicide,
definitely jacked off to that.
Watching some of Homicide, they just straight up have nudity in it.
That's awesome.
Because they're like, we got to show it. It's murder.
Right.
People have to see what murder is.
But maybe you're watching the DVD where it's uncensored.
No, I don't think they censored it on TV. Because I remember that debate from when I was a wee one, consuming television and thinking about it.
That's funny. I don't remember shit from being a child.
I remember they showed Dennis Franz's ass on NYPD Blue.
Black Michael Douglas.
Oh, he's back.
I'm black.
You're black.
I'm back and I'm black.
You're big and black.
I'm back and I'm black.
That's awesome, Michael. Do you like Being Raped Island?
I'm trying to make love to a large bitch.
You don't say. That's what Black Michael Douglas wants to do, huh? Okay, I guess. That seems about right.
Would you expect any less?
No, I wouldn't. Black Michael Douglas. That's exactly. Now, what does it matter what color she is?
No.
Nice, respect.
But if I had to pick, just do Fatal Attraction, but just some fat bitch,
just some big fat blonde, just splotchy bitch.
Yeah, Glenn Close gained 400 pounds.
Oh my god!
For Fatal Attraction. I can't stop getting some of this pussy.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Wait, Fatal Attraction is not
Basic Instinct.
I always get those mixed up.
Everyone does. Me too.
I haven't seen Fatal Attraction, but I have seen Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct rocks.
It's a really good movie.
It's so good. And you see pussy in it.
Fatal Attraction is fucking absurd.
Yeah.
It's a really wild movie. Yeah, because both of them are like, I mean, I get they're probably on a bunch of drugs, but Glenn Close looks like. I mean, we did this.
Yeah, yeah. She looks like shit.
It's like the first episode of the show.
We can do that again.
Yeah, it's been 5 years, dude. Yeah.
No way they remember that.
Why don't we just start listening to one episode, the first episode, and then just doing that one again?
Yeah, back when we put some serious effort into this, I used to wear a suit.
Mm-hmm. You were fucking wearing a suit.
I'd wear a suit. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I was. We were in recording booths. Yeah. We'd go to recording booths.
Well, it's 1922.
We'd record our parts.
At,
it was separate, actually.
It's true.
To the show Ejaculate City. Today's top news, Hitler, good or bad? The cards are still being dealt on Mr. Adolf Hitler, and the jury's out. Some love his Jew-killing policy, while others think his mustache is gay.
The only two sides of the issue you can be on.
And those are the top two positions to have on Mr. Adolf Hitler, Germany's biggest star. They're calling him the Demi Lovato of Germany. A brash young upstart maverick with a cool idea to gas all the Jews.
But will his homosexual facial hair be his undoing?
Will his faggy mustache bring it all to a screeching halt? And his gay-ass haircut. What do you think of that? It looks like it's pasted on his forehead with cum. He looks like Tony Braxton.
He does have that dick-sucking haircut.
And now, international news, German fancy playboy Adolf Hitler shows off his brand new Tony Braxton-inspired dick-sucking haircut. What a slick way to kill all the Jews while getting down on your knees in the back of a movie theater and throwing neck like it's nobody's business.
Hitler's cock was fucked up because of the mustard gas.
Sure.
Well, they said that he lost a nut.
He lost a nut. Yeah. He was on his Lance Armstrong.
World War
shit.
One. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A mustard gas.
Mustard gas.
Yeah, busted.
Made everybody
gas.
Nut in their pants.
Dude, a horrible gas would be a gas that exploded one of your balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be
that
a
would
bad
be
gas.
So horrible.
Sarin gas.
Just one of your nuts going
Doesn't
up.
Sarin gas do that?
No.
Does it?
It makes your skin all burn off.
Okay. Does it pop your nut?
It's like a nerve agent or something.
That's so fucked.
Yeah. That's cool, dude. I want to get into gases.
No, I want that laughing gas from the
dentist. What if you came in here and a bunch of like old Sierra Mist 2 liters filled with gases?
Like gases that felt good like and fucked you up?
No, like fucking like chemical weapons.
I would leave immediately.
But I'm like, no, it's safe.
I would 100% go leave. And I'd be like, all right, man, well, I guess no podcast this week until the gases are gone.
I've been looking into it.
I'd be like, Nick, you can do these without me this week and get the gases out, please.
I've been doing
Oh, have you?
I'm doing experiments. Oh. It's me, World War One Black Michael Douglas.
Oh, wow. Is that how you earned your keep? By being a scientist?
Yes. We got to get the Tommies. We're going to kill all the Tommies so we can fuck their big fat women. So we can make love to the fattest women in England.
Who do you think had the fattest bitches around the turn of the century, in the 1900s?
Greece.
Come on, dude.
The fattest women?
They all look like you.
No, they look didn't. At this. Well, I look good, thank you very much.
Your t-shirt is basically a bra at this point.
So what, man? I need to air out. I need to fucking get a little hot. I need to get some fucking cool air going right now. I'm going to walk home after this. Mm. Or maybe I'll take the bicycle.
It's a nice day for a walk.
It's a beautiful
so
day.
Nice out. Maybe we should have a little stroll.
No, we need to watch Diagnosis Murder.
Yeah, never mind. Stroll is canceled.
Stroll's canceled.
Oh, I got your blood work back. I got to figure out a Dick Van Dyke so we can
it's
go.
It's not bad.
We could do it's Black pretty Dick good. Van Dyke. Black Man Blake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I meant to tell you the other day, my dick's too big. We got the results back, and my dick's too big.
It turns out it's too big.
It turns out my dick is too big.
Was that his last TV show, Diagnosis Murder? Must have been, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
He's still
Scotty Baio
around,
in season
right?
one.
Is he alive?
I think he is, bro.
He should not be alive.
I think he was a Bernie bro.
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. I remember that video.
Yeah. Shout out Dick Van Dyke.
He's fucking like 96 dude. Years old.
DVD,
that's
bro.
That's insane.
Mm. He should go by DVD.
DVD, yeah. That'd be pretty sick.
Oh, and in case you were wondering, my balls are also too big. me and my good friend Dick Van Dyke going out trolling for fat women. Is that what I am to you, just a chubby chaser?
Just a big old cock for you to bobble on with your fat, sloppy tits.
That sounds racist to me, pal. That's racist.
Calling him a chubby chaser?
The other day I was reading the good Dr. Sean King's writing.
Calling him Dr.
The Reverend Sean King.
Dr. Reverend Sean King. His writings on big women. And how big women are being denied to us by the government.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah. Does Gal Gadot been in any other movies but Justice League?
I don't know, but I heard she's Bill Clinton's girlfriend.
Yeah. For real?
How about instead of Gal Gadot, it's Glug Glug, and she's drinking a bunch of nut.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
She's so fucking hot, dude.
She's really hot.
Yeah. But she killed kids.
Yeah,
she's a Zionist.
She's a Zionist, and that got it. That has to be some kind of Mossad connect that she got into Justice League, right?
Gal Gadot, 100%. More like Gal Gadot, suck my dick. I'm a homo. You're watching Fashion Police.
I forgot about that show. I need to bring
more
that
like
back.
Gal Gadot, suck my cock. Guys only. PU, gross. Up next, Adolf Hitler, cute or a little too gay? Y'all watching Fashion Police, the show for fags. It's 1926.
The government has made one show for homosexuals.
There's one show for homos.
It's the Homo Hour.
Fashion Police.
Brought to you by Colgate. We need to go back to a brand sponsoring one thing.
Yeah.
Mm. That was when things were pure and good.
When they let Sigs sponsor a show.
The Lucky Strike Getting Pussy Hour.
That's cool.
That's the show I would have. Mm.
That's
cool.
That
was in the 40s.
This show is brought to you by Sig.
This show is brought to you by Camel. Get some pussy on a camel.
If you could have a show brought to you by pussy. What I'm selling is pussy. What I'm selling is big fat bitches.
Big fat whores.
Yeah, come on, Don. Everyone knows those are for the fellas. Yes, but what if they were for regular colored people?
So you're saying Don Draper sold fucking fat women to black people?
Yes.
In the 50s?
Yeah. It was marketing.
That's
genius marketing.
Well, nobody wants to have sex with them anymore. They're disgusting. What if we could sell them to black people? What, like slaves? Exactly like slaves.
Oh, I see. They did. How about this? They did too good a job with their Pillsbury campaign that all half the white women started getting fat.
Yeah.
And it caused a crisis.
It caused a crisis. And then they were like, nope, here's the thing.
That's what I want, is a bitch that had too many cookies. Is that one? I want to get caught with her hand in the cookie jar.
I want to pop her open like a roll, crescent roll.
And she's spinning around the kitchen with her hands caught in the cookie jars. Bouncing off the walls.
Damn, I'm on a tube of cinnamon rolls now.
Ooh, the Supreme Court's hearing Jokar's fucking death
free sentence. Him.
Free Jokar.
Free him, dude.
All he did was try and give Boston what's coming to him.
Yeah, it's true.
All right? That's what you get for all those Red Sox titles.
Yeah.
And for the fucking Patriots.
Boston can suck my dick.
That's right, Black Michael Douglas. Yeah. We agree.
Boston
on
can suck my long chocolate dick.
Your long chocolate dick.
Boston can use its mouth to make love to my cock. Hey, come over here and make suck to my balls.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, man. I hope they free Joe.
A lot of people don't know this, but George Floyd sounded exactly like Michael Douglas.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. Had they known that, maybe they would have been out on the streets, too.
Yeah. Just tell me what I did wrong. Tell me what I did. Did I fuck you? Did I fuck you?
I'm Michael Douglas.
What's going on with that trial?
With what?
The Chauvin.
Derek Chauvin or whatever the fuck his name is. Yeah.
Like chauvinism?
Yeah.
It's very funny.
That's what his fans are called.
Yeah.
Chauvinist?
Chauvinist.
Mm-hmm. Does he have, would you say he has fans?
Yeah. He's got some. I'm not one of them.
Wait, hold on. This is fucking wild, dude.
What?
Derek Chauvin had 26 incidents before George Floyd. He had kneeled on the neck of 7 people before he did this to the 8th person, George Floyd. He had killed 5 people before
what?
He killed George Floyd. Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
God damn, dude. The police in America, this is some wild shit.
Didn't he also, he worked with George Floyd at a club or something?
Yeah. Like bouncer somewhere or some shit.
At the club.
Yeah, he killed Clavar Jacome, Darwin Vivar, Everett Vivar, and Wayne Reyes.
Wayne Braid?
Reyes.
Jesus Christ, are you serious?
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess they just keep having to dismiss jurors.
Why, for
well, cause
not
it's
liking
like,
cops?
I mean, it'd be funny if they just did like a bench trial. I don't know how any of that works, but just did a bench trial and the judge is like, yeah, not guilty. Because they can't find anybody.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
The motherfucker's going to get off one way or the other.
Yeah. I'm going to get off one way or the other.
By how?
Watching a woman eat a piece of cake.
Is that how you bust buck?
Maybe cake made by the Merovingian. Hi, I'm Black Michael Douglas, and I played Morpheus.
That's true.
What if I told you that wasn't air you're breathing? You're saying I can dodge bullets? I'm saying you're gay.
I'm saying your dick is small.
I'm saying you're a fucking loser.
Now, the Merovingian's wife, was she hot?
She's a big-titted.
Wait,
French.
Come on, you know that.
I don't. I haven't seen the
it
movie.
It was that chick.
It was Sophia. Sophia.
Oh, my
no,
God.
It was, what's her name?
Monica Bellucci?
Monica Bellucci, yeah. The hottest girl
she
of all
is,
time.
Monica
she
Sophia.
Is so
she's
incredible.
She's the hottest woman of all time.
God damn, have I busted nut upon nut to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that was like the go-to.
She still
looked
good, too. Mm-hmm. She still looks really good.
Do you see her breasts?
I
want to
sit at like a dinner table with her somewhere with a bunch of people. We're having a party, and then my dick goes all the way down my leg and across the floor and then up her pant leg
into her pussy.
And then she don't, she's like, you know, like wiping her mouth with a napkin, and I'm like raising my eyebrow.
You're just coyly raping her.
That's what I want.
That's just
if I had to pick.
That's just a French hello.
Yeah. And then I looked at the camera and I go, welcome to being raped island. Contestants, today's challenge is to not be raped. First, you must go over the pit of despair.
Mm-hmm.
And then traverse the monkey
so
bars.
You don't get eliminated.
The monkey
if you
is
get raped.
Racist in this contest. Was that?
You don't get eliminated if you're raped.
No, you're voted off.
You get
voted off for not being cool. Right. You can honestly get your shit turned out all the way to the $500 billion.
That's one way to look at
it. It's like real life, it's a popularity contest. Mm-hmm. There's no meritocracy. And the whole thing, honestly, is it's an allegory for capitalism.
Wow.
Yeah. Now that you say that, I've kind of come around on getting raped island.
It's very dialectical.
Yeah. I love dialectics.
I love when shit's dialectical.
Dude, yeah. I love it. I love it, and I know what it means.
Sometimes I think things are dialectical, and then I realize they're not
dialectical. I know what
it means.
And what the best part about that being dialectical is saying it and being very self-aware of how cool you sound. When you call things dialectical.
Dude, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I love being smart. Mm-hmm. I love truly being smart, not pretending to be
smart. The other night, it was interesting. I was drinking to myself to death while playing Animal Crossing on the Switch and reading 2 pages of Karl Marx. Yeah. And I thought to myself, I should tweet about this. I should let people know that I'm reading Karl Marx.
I need
Marx.
78 faves.
Yeah. People should know that I'm reading Karl Marx in between sessions of Pokemon Snap. I was a 36-year-old.
Pokemon Snap was so fucking gay.
Yeah. No, hold on.
It was.
No, it's good.
No.
It's good.
But you just take pictures. Who cares?
Yeah, but you got to take good pictures.
No, dude. That's the worst one.
No, come on, dude.
I'm sorry.
You're fucking downplaying what Pokemon Snap is.
It was not a good
game. That's what makes it good is that it's such a fucking stupid gay premise.
No,
I mean,
thanks.
Like, Pokemon already is such a neutered concept of going around catching bugs and making them fight each other.
That's cool.
And they're like, well,
that was a fun game.
Let's make it even gayer, and now you're not even catching them.
They're not bugs, they're monsters.
You're not even
they're
catching
monsters,
them, you're just
you.
Taking
pictures. Some of them are bugs, but
you're
most
just
of them,
some of them are bug-style monsters.
But most of them aren't.
So
they're
to,
all monsters.
To strip
pocket
it down
monsters.
And to work into the context of you're just taking pictures of them and still make it fun.
It's not fun.
It is fun, dude.
It's fucking annoying.
Well, then you know what? We're going to fire up Pokemon Snap after this, and we're going to see what
you don't
kind
even
of,
have Pokemon.
I thought we were
I
watching
do, dude.
Diagnosis
I have a Nintendo
murder.
64 that has every game built in it. It has every single one on an SD card. I had to buy it from the Ukraine years ago, and now it's
I
available
that,
on
yeah.
Amazon. It makes me very mad.
Yeah, maybe I'll buy it.
That I had to do some a shady transaction with a Ukrainian man. And now...
But you know what? You were supporting small business as opposed to... Mm-hmm. That bozo Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Or I guess he retired or something. Now it's some other guy that's the president of Amazon.
Well, let's get the Snap fired up and listen to some Tony Braxton, maybe get a little bit of lunch.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
And we'll see you guys on the on Wednesday you already listened to.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
but you're
you
already
really
like
this.
It, I'm sure.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. If you sign up, you tell your friends. The premium content is where you get the real show.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then the regular episode is when we've eaten, we've already covered all, we've already gotten through the take machine of...
The take machine
who
is...
Who shot up the Chinese...
Depleted.
China, who's, who, which was the Chinese's that got shot? And then later, I don't even know what we're going to be talking about.
Probably Pokemon Snap and Diagnosis Murder.
Probably Ernesto Flowers.
Who's
that?
I don't know, a guy I just came up with.
Is that the guy that got shot while he was getting
flowers.
Jacked?
Some guy that does something like that.
Yeah, my name's
Flowers.
I love
my name's Ernesto Flowers, and I do audio installation at Best Buy. And we're going to really pick the meat off that bone.
He's on the Geek Squad.
Yeah, I'm on the Geek Squad, but don't let that. I get pussy. I'm not a fucking geek.
Goodbye, folks.